Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, December 18th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Why trying to time the veil market is the mistake buyers keep making. Market timing in veil real estate consistently fails, as decades of cycles show. Mark Gordon from Christiania Realty learned this during the Great Recession when buyers hesitated for the bottom, missing out on opportunities. Vail's unique market with limited supply and diverse buyers doesn't follow traditional rules. Today, the market is adjusting selectively, with luxury properties performing well. Major developments signal long-term confidence. Vail real estate is an appreciation play, offering long-term growth and lifestyle benefits. Past performance shows over 7% annual appreciation. The best time to buy is when opportunity aligns with fundamentals, a strategy that has worked in Vail for decades.
Flaherty.ca launches innovative VR home showings in Orangeville. Flaherty.ca home selling system team in Orangeville has introduced VR animated online showings, revolutionizing the real estate landscape. Kevin Flaherty, a prominent real estate agent, spearheads this innovative approach to streamline the selling process. By offering immersive virtual tours, sellers can attract more buyers and sell their homes faster. The use of VR technology not only enhances the selling experience, but also potentially leads to higher sale prices. This forward-thinking strategy sets Flaherty.ca apart in Orangeville's real estate market, catering to the evolving needs of buyers and sellers. Learn more about this groundbreaking initiative at Flaherty.ca. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. and American CEO highlights discipline, scale, and steady returns at NobleCon 21. At NobleCon 21, Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. CEO Moish Gubin highlighted the company's disciplined expansion strategy and long-term approach to healthcare real estate. With interests in 142 facilities and over 15,500 licensed beds across 10 states, the REIT focuses on conservative acquisitions, maintaining 100% rent collection, and long-term triple net leases with 3% annual increases. Third quarter 2025 results showed rental income of $39.7 million and AFFO of $18.1 million. With a payout ratio below 50%, Strawberry Fields REIT retains cash flow for acquisitions and long-term growth, reinforcing its commitment to stability and success in the healthcare real estate sector.
Team Hay Realty celebrates 270-plus five-star reviews. Team Hay Realty has achieved a remarkable milestone with over 270 five-star reviews from satisfied clients, showcasing their dedication to excellence in the real estate industry. The husband-wife duo's personal touch, combined with their innovative use of technology, has solidified their position as a market leader in Northwest Metro Atlanta. With over $101 million in sales volume, their commitment to client satisfaction is evident. Team Hay Realty's tech-savvy approach, community involvement, and proactive communication style set them apart, ensuring a seamless and enjoyable experience for buyers and sellers alike. As they continue to innovate and grow, Team Hay Realty remains focused on providing exceptional service and making a positive impact in the communities they serve. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.